Beginning the current daf, Masechta is getting daf ches, and beginning the days again, tells about the beginning of the Gemara that b'shida teva meidel, that we're talking about. How could you say if you want to enter into Soriya Batari, you could go? That's like it's how it's like Eretz Yisrael. But you said one of the things like chutzah is that its offer is tummy. So that thing rents is, oh, it goes in a carriage, a box, or on the top of a closet, like a plane. So that's where you'd be able to enter the state of Tara. Now, Perez B'Kon Drashi explains, meaning Mashen Kibar Tzamim, that which is not the case by the rest of Chutzlars, and Rebbe, and it's going like Rebbe, which says the Benira, it seems Reis Lafarish, that the Rashi wants to explain that when the Gemara says Shida Teva Migdal, that it was in some type of a closed box, that Dafka, that the Gemara was precise with its words. And Lachila must look like Rebbe's Behuda. So you can't say like Rebbe's Behuda, the other opinion, because the Hohu Matara Fil Be'er Tzamim. He holds that if you go in the box, even in Eretz Yisrael, you can be tar. So there must be like Rebbe. But says there's Mechinim Perishkin. For nothing did Rashi say this, because Al Karcha, because obviously Shita Teva Meidel, those words of the Gemara that's how you enter Syria is Lav Davka Naka. It's not really precise. And the Mishum did not be precise only because the words were used in the Brisa. But the truth that Elhu had done the same thing is that Fila Rechav Al Sus, even if he was riding on his donkey. Keep the Sabi Rebbe Ol Zarglish Me Oil. Since Rebbe holds an oil that's moving is not considered oil, because like Rashi explains in Muchach, like it's obvious, Damascus, the Gemara comes out, the Basuria, by Syria Alavira, Legazru. On its airspace, they weren't Geyser. If that's the case, says Tezek Rebbe Yasi, Nami Asi, could even be like Rebbe Yasi. But it's like once someone wants to come in the state of Tara, Hainu Bekaran, it's in a wagon, a Reichel Alsus, riding on the horse. Mashing him Eretzam, the tummy. Whereas in Eretzam, it would be tummy. Bechem Ashma Haloshin Ketas. The wording also sounds like this because coming the Gemara says Vila Rebbe and even Rebbe. Look at Matam Vechulu. Now Mashma says today sounds like that. Obviously, Reb Yesi asked to be preached today, but that and definitely it's going to work according to Reb Yesi, which is not the case according to Rashi. So obviously that says Tesis that no, we're not talking about he comes to Shaita Tim Megalis coming in with on his donkey. And that's what we're saying, that, oh, that would only be Tahar in Syria. And that's even according to Rebbe, because they weren't Geyser on Avira. Now, Mi'al Karchach, Krebiyesi Namil Asya. But says Taisis, obviously, that, meaning, the question according to Rashi, what do you mean? It wouldn't be like Rebiyesi. Say, Elimitam Damasik, Libet Rebbe. Rather, obviously, the way it comes out according to Rebbe, the Dafka Eretz Amim, because only by Eretz Amim, and the Gaza Levir, but by Syria, it's not, and therefore, again, Tosfos says it could even be like a Rebbe's Behuda. Next, Tosfos Matan begins the Gemara, but Eretz Amim, but in all the other lands of the nations, the Gaza Gush Levir, where the Gizeh was not only in the clumps of earth, but also in the airspace. Now, so he says, Vodim Boy Levav Nazabar, going to list that the Gemara Nazab Nundalab Beis asks, the Eretz Amim, this is you say the lands of the nations, Mishum Gush Gaza Leha, is it because of the earth, or because of the earth, or because of the airspace? What's the question? I thought we're saying here, everyone agrees that it's on the Aver. What it means is like this. Do we say Mishum Gusha because of the earth, meaning that Mishum, the Mal Al Gushu, in the airspace, you're hovering over the ground. And therefore, Vasu Chacham Kemal Al Mace, and then the sage made it like as if you're leaning over a dead person. And but then b'yachal comes shem b'shid to migdal. But then you can come in a plane in a closet something like that because you're not hovering over because you're in a different oil over the dead person. I didn't maybe know la'aver atzmai because it was on the airspace itself. And the v'leik le'yachal comes shem b'shid and you can't come in any other way because you're in the airspace. Now says Eisav Hachav Shemayim here in our sugya when it says al gusha on the ground it means hainu al maga gusha. It means on the actual touching of the clump of the earth. The la'aver when we say in the airspace. Is oy mishumal al gush? It's either of one of the two pshatim, either because of it leaning over the clump of the earth, oy or mishumafir mamish because of the airspace. You can explain according to either one of those pshatim that the Gemara asks in the Masechtas Nazir. Then like there's not the beginning of Gemara the gaz al gush valavira, because they were geyser on Eretz Amim, both on the earth and on the airspace. A hikchar gav Rabbi Yaakov Dor lines. He says because the Masechtas always in the second paragraph of Mishnah Gimel Tanan the Mishnah teaches. These are things that contaminate with touch and with carrying. But the ain mitam ba'oil, and they're not contaminated with oil, says etzim k'sa'ara, bone the size of barley corn, be'edet ta'amim, the lands of the nations. So you see that it's not mitam ba'oil. But Tirit, so he answers, the mari ba'af ha'bama chutzlaritz la'aretz. We're actually talking about where you brought earth from chutzlaritz to Eretz Yisrael, but ma'ala, when you're leaning over it, the loy mitam, the mishum ab, then you're not tame, you're right, because the mishum ab, asma gaz, is because of the airspace itself that it goes. But let mishum ab, not because you're leaning over the clump of the earth. But says Taisus, the ain loshen eretz amim mashbekin. The words eretz amim doesn't sound like this case that you brought in earth from chutz laaretz to eretz Yisrael. Achish, however, what you could answer is the ayre tuma kugun sheish daf a geshen is a board or a bridge One end of it is in Eretz Yisrael, but the other end is in the Chutz La'aretz. That you have vessels beneath the end that's in Eretz Yisrael. And we're saying that it may be tuma lein b'tarin. That generally you have tuma from one end of the board to the other one. In this regard, we're going to say that's not going to be the tuma, and it's going to stay tar. Or yinami, or some of the years in Taisa Rosh, or tam heishablai, or another approach is imishamal al gush gazur leha. That what are you going to say with the fact of that? I thought if you're leaning over the clump, they made a gzera. So it's Taisa, you can explain like Rebbe that he says, the graves of idol worshippers ain't matam ba'oil, does not have tam as oil. And then it says, Taisa, oh, okay, if we're saying like Rebbe Shimon, the whole reason of the gzera was because of Thomas Mess, and he holds that there's no Thomas oil by Thomas Mess, so then there's no problem, obviously, Thomas oil of Eretz Am. But another approach Rebbe Tam says is that he Mishnah, that Mishnah is Kaidim Shigazju Alavira. Before they made the Gezerah on the airspace, I mean, the prayer come the Shabbat after his Babin Bez, the Mikara goes on the Giz Gosh, Besulai. First they make Gezerah only on the touching of the ground and nothing more. Then they made an Aver. So you can't ask the question, why? I thought it's even on the Aver. That was Tumma before that Gezerah. No, he says, even though telling a non-Jew to do something, a malach on Shabbos is rabbinically forbidden, because of settling Eretz Yisrael, Rabbanu not gezer. But says Taisus, that's for Yishaber Tisol. But for some other mitzvah, we have not permitted telling a non-Jew to do a biblical malach, which is the malach of Ksiva, writing, the Mucha Paragadolic, the Moses and Aaron of Samachas and Alice. What's the raya? The Gemara says, Ahu Yenuka Nishtapachamime. There was a young baby that the hot water for him had spilled out. So also came in the rabbi, came in front of the rabbi. Well, we said to them, no problem. L'shalime, ask the mother, the kimpeturin, the yaledas, itzricha, if she needs it. And if she needs that water, l'chaim alei agavima, you can warm up the water for the baby because the mother needs it. Now, it says, Taisa l'chayra, similarly, mashm, it sounds like, the b'yem amil l'hayi was the day of the bris mila, sh'itzricha l'chamayt, that they needed that water, k'day l'mayloi, to do the bris mila. And the Kodim Milah, it must have been before the Bris Milah, because the Ilacha Milah, because it says it was after Bris Milah, Masukano, it'd be dangerous to the baby's life. And obviously, Belay Imi Machalim Shabbos must be that even without the mother, you would desecrate the Shabbos for the baby. Now, more of a sister is why they have Gachav Mari Hassan. There's talking about with a non Jew, like Rashi explains. And still, you see that even though it's a Dvar Mitzvah of Bris Milah, you would not do a Chil Shabbos of a Deraisa for that Mitzvah, unlike our Gemara, which for Yishrei Tzol. You would do such a thing. In Mechim Bezrach, that's what Menachem explained to the Minpek and finally the Moses and Shabbat of Kof Tesim and Alf the Chaya, a woman that had given birth. So Meshiva Shleishim from day 7 to day 30, I feel Amitricha on the evening, she says, I need Chil Shabbos, I'm Mechal Shabbos, you know, not Mechal Shabbos. Now, the Hodom Mosef Mefan, and this the Gemara says at the end of Perk Mefan, Ad Mosef Sech Zekebra, until when do you say that the uterus is still considered open and it's considered dangerous? Abaya, some take out the words Meshmed of Yehuda. Amar Shleish, he says, up until day 3. But Rabbi Meshmed of Yehuda, he says, Zion until day 7. Rabbi, some say, Lavan until day 30. He says, Taisus, so he explains that he just parenthetically explained this point. Lo l'chal Shabbos kami. They're not coming to say regarding to do Chal Shabbos for our pligi that they're disagreeing. Lamar Mechad, Lamar Mechad, Lamar Mechad, they're actually each saying different points and not disagreeing. And Bekulus Vilik Naradai, they all hold like Naradai. That means that they say, Chaya, Gimel, Shibu, Shleishim, that there's three different stages. Up until 3 days after birth, postpartum 7 and postpartum 30. And so therefore, it's not a difficulty. Now, more of a system, but the limit, it's pushing it to say, the me'is le'is be'inan, that, okay, this woman that you're saying was in day the bris milah, that we're going to do chil Shabbos for her, that it was still within 7 days, which is when you say you could do chil Shabbos for her, because how's the possible on day 8? Because you could say, oh, it's within 7 24-hour periods from when she gave birth, and you'll say Baha Uvda said it's a story how Batuk Sanjal Ma'isla Ais is within 7 days of 24-hour periods. So, if that's the case, you see that here we are on that we're doing the Amila Akim specifically for the Chayla. Yeah, we're not Mechal Shabbos as well, but with the Akim is specifically. Because it's day 8, it's not there within day 7 anymore. But you see, you wouldn't do it for the mitzvah. Again, which is the main point we're getting to. Now, Ba'ad the Mahasam, the Gemara says, Leil over there previously, Be'idach Yinuka, regarding a different baby, Dishtava Chamime, where his hot water is spilled out. Bamlu Rabbi said to them, Nicely Chamime, Goy Beise, and, oh, bring the hot water from the house. Umukilal, the Obekachabim, and that was through a non-Jew. So it says, yeah, Vade Yisrud Rabbanan. That's a rabbinic yisur. That's Shari B'chatz Shle Erev. That's permitted in the courtyard that you didn't make an Erev. Shem Mitzamila for the Mitzamila. But again, as we're discussing, we're going to get biblical Isaac again, Lacham Lechamen, to actually heat up water for him, Asa, that would be forbidden. Unlike Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, like Taisa said. Now, more of it says, Taisa, in the Mekan, you can't learn out from here at least, okay, a heter permissibility, Ramelev Kachavim, to tell a non Jew the heavy safer, to bring a safer Bishabbos and Shabbos to a Kamelis through a rabbinically prohibited area, which is, okay, we won't do Isa Daraisa, but you see that for Isa Drabbanan, you would do for a mitzah. So, no, the Lechdom, because you cannot compare it. The Davka Mishra Mila, for the mitzvah mila, the higu for dachi Shabbos, it itself is dachi Shabbos there too. They permitted, like we said, through a chatzar that you know you didn't make an erev. But regarding other mitzvahs, no, you wouldn't even do what's called the shus to shus according to Taisus. Wouldn't do let the non-Jew do isra rabbanan. Now, me, however, the halachas gedolas mashma. It sounds like from the Baal halachas gedolas that afili su der reisa shari that even the biblical is permitted adev gachavim through a non-Jew letzav mila. For the mitzvah mila, because Shapir, he explains that Gemara there that we quoted, that leisa mitzvah beisa, that oh, bring the hot water for the baby from the house was derech rishus rab, was through a public domain. Now says Tzitzis, he's according to this, how the comment is that the Gemara says within nachem le'agavime that you can warm it up through the mother. Nuk mitzvah zayin, you must say that it's within 7 days, as we said of me'es le'es of the woman giving birth. And when she says, I need to mechal Shabbos, actually mechal Shabbos through a, as the Marshal says in the Gilead, through even a Jew. And that's what it must be told about, because we're saying that because for the mitzvah, not coming out to the mother, would be permitted to the good to do even the Seder Aysa. It must be for the mother, is for even a Jew to do the Seder Aysa. But since it's near it seeing the Leitachim Leimar, you can't say the Nachim Al Yisrael that you should end up through a Jew. Why? Because then the story doesn't make sense. Because you're saying, oh, warm it up for the mother, and then once you're doing it for the mother, you'll do it for the baby. The Aliyah Yisrael, if you're doing it through a Jew, that would be forbidden to add on because of the child. Someone's cooking for a sick person on Shabbos, which you have to do it for the sick person. It's forbidden for the healthy person. Concerned that you might add on. You see that you're not allowed to add on for a healthy person. But again, like the way we explained that it was through a non-Jew, that makes sense. The Shor Harvest, because yeah, then you're allowed to add on. But says B'Shem and Davkel Tzarech Hamila Hodeshar, but maybe only for B'Shemila, you'd be able to add on more. But for some other purposes, I feel like the Ovikachavim, even through a non-Jew, us Harvest, you would not be able to add on. And then he says, this is within the second paragraph of Beit of Chafavim Beis. A person should not heat up hot water for his feet. Unless they're fit to drink. A woman can fill up a pot of meat. Only, even if she only needs one piece. And also the baker can fill up a whole pot of water. Even though he only needs one flask. Which you see that you could be marba. So it's for the joy of Yom Tov that the Chacham permitted to add on. But by Shabbos, you wouldn't have any such dispensation. Next test not to begin this Gemara, Hadam Abaya. So Abaya subsequently said, you're right, no, since he's not kind to Shana Chasim, he's not kind to himself either. Which Tais says, Pirish, in other words, Lemishim Kush the Rabba Chasbay. It's not because of Rabba's question that he said, well, how could he acquire the Chasim? He has no rights, Kim Shtaras. No, because Abaya Lachashal Pircha, Abaya doesn't hold that's a question, because the Sabi holds Lepigin the bird, you don't split the deeper, it's either all or nothing. Now, Kush the Rabba Lemisham, he's not even answering anything regarding Rabba's question that says it has to be different. El Nibel is Svoga, Lematvei. No, it's just that he. The Gemara is just telling it that he retracted, but he just seemed that it's more logical to say the Bavai Loikani that both of them you're not going to be kainer, and that's simply the Svara that the Gemara brings. The Menachas, the Yad Balash Tal Tachtoina. You're right; it has to be all or nothing, and it can't be, and it can't be, has to be one or the other, and you can lose that one way or the other. So let the one who's holding the star try to take a leg; he gets the lower hand because one way is wrong, but you have to be all or nothing. So then better nothing than all, because you're right; he should have the lower hand. And that's why Abai retracted, but not because of Rabbi's question, because he's not really answering, as the Gemara makes it sound like he's not really answering anything of Rabbi's question.